Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
If there's one word that describes our morning show,
yeah,
it's probably quirky.
Yeah, I can see it.
Either okay. Quirky or twerky.
I like the second word better. That's way more fun.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what you're going to find one of us doing at any moment when you walk around a corner in the office.
Right?
But I do think quirky describes us pretty well.
Okay.
And also one of our listeners, Jamie, describes herself as being quirky.
Okay.
In fact, it's right there in her online dating profile.
Oh.
So theoretically, we should get along great.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sometimes. Sometimes if we have too much in common, you don't get along at all.
Yeah. Oh. You don't want too much quirk.
Yeah.
No.
Well, let's meet her, though. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, she's already quirky.
Hey, Jamie. Hey.
I kind of like her.
Me too. Well, tell us about the guy you want us to call, Jamie. What's his deal?
Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about me. Because then maybe you'll understand, like, my conundrum.
Oh, okay. How quirky of you to not answer my question and want to talk about yourself. That's okay.
No, I don't mean to.
No, it's okay. It's this fine. Is all about you. This is your moment, Jamie. You take it where you need to go.
Yeah, tell us about your past.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I am super upfront about how on my profile or, like, the second you lay eyes on me, like, it's obvious that I'm quirky, but the thing is I don't think that guys, like, they don't really believe that until they actually meet me.
Can I ask what would we see? Yeah. If we can't see you. So, like, what are you talking about? It's the moment you lay eyes on you, you're quirky. How would you be able to tell that?
Okay. So, like, I have this thing. I'm really obsessed with numerology and the number seven.
Okay.
And so things like, you know, my parents are like old hippies. So, like, I'm barefoot and stuff all the time. And I have to walk into a building barefoot in seven steps or some interval of seven.
Okay. Well, I guess some would call that quirky.
Yep. Yeah.
Some would call that unsanitary. There's a lot of different ways to look at it.
Well, okay, I guess.
We've established you definitely are quirky and you have rules of sevens. Now can we learn about the guy that you want us to call? What's his name?
It's Clay.
Okay.
He is, like, a really nice guy, and we met on Tinder, and we had agreed that we were going to go to a restaurant.
Okay, before we even get to the restaurant, does he know about your no-shoe walkthrough?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Do you have to tell people that?
I didn't, no.
Oh.
Here we go.
But it says in her profile that she's quirky, so he should just assume that weird stuff is going to happen.
Put those together.
No. Quirky is like Zooey Deschanel.
That's more bubbly.
Okay.
Whatever.
So how did it go?
So anyway, like I told you, we agreed to meet at a restaurant, and I knew I was going to get there in time, but I texted him telling him that I would be late because, like, I also have this other ritual that I like to do, and I do it anytime I have something really big happening, like a date or, like, a job interview.
What is it?
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So I have to drive around the block seven times. I know it sounds so OCD, right?
Like, seven times.
Why is that? I mean, do you have a reason for it?
It's good luck. It's lucky seven.
I'll give a weird defense to you right now, because I don't think anyone in the room understands. I, every day, when I leave my car, no matter where I park, I have to put my volume on 12. I don't know why.
You.
It started a long time ago.
Well,
yeah, look at that. Quirky. Part of that quirk that we're talking about
on
this show.
I thought it was weird, but maybe not quirky.
No.
But I understand her in a way.
The only thing that would be better if it was an interval of seven. So if it's like 14 or
if it
was seven.
14 would work for you.
Okay. Yeah, now you're weird.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay,
so driving around the block.
You drove around the block seven times before pulling in to park at the restaurant.
I did. And I have one last ritual that I do in the parking
lot. Another one.
That's okay. Yeah. What do you got, Jamie?
Wow.
So I love the song, I've Got a Feeling, I Got a Feeling.
Yeah, good.
Black Eyed Peas,
Right? Okay, so I'm like, I have to listen to it beginning to end, and then I just walk in with my bare feet, and I'm like grooving. I'm like,
You are such a free spirit.
My God. I mean, I don't know how long we've been talking, and all we've gotten to is you've entered through the front door of the restaurant.
It's been
70 minutes.
Yeah. For real. She's going to take an hour and a half of preparation just to get to the dinner.
Okay,
let's
go fast forward. You're sitting down with Clay at the restaurant.
After you circled the table seven times.
Yeah,
how did that go?
Ritual?
Okay, so I got there, and he, like I said, he's like this super nice guy, and I said, I'm sorry I'm late, and then I filled him in on, like, everything I just told you.
In the first, like, minute of meeting him, you give him all of it.
What? I'm quirky, come on.
Yeah. I'm sure he learned that very fast.
That is, it's just a lot of information to take in.
It's true, but Brooke has always said honesty is the best policy.
It's true, and I'm not saying that she should lie, but, like, at what point did you start learning about him? And how did he react, I guess, is the better question. What did he say?
He didn't seem like he was put off by it because, you know, we kept talking and then we ordered some food and I just like went total junk food. I was like, yes, let's get the mozzarella sticks. But I was like, I know it says 8 on the menu, but could you just like throw one away?
No, you didn't.
Oh, because you wanted an odd number.
No.
She wanted 7.
Oh, there was 8. Sorry.
Brooke, how dare you?
Sorry.
Brooke's brain is overloaded with quirkiness now. She's not used to this. Normally, I would ask in this situation, can you think of anything weird or unusual that you may have done on the date that may have come off a little bit strange, but I think we covered that.
Yeah. Maybe too much chicken? Oh, you guys,
I did not tell you about the whole tip thing. Oh, my God.
What tip thing?
She tipped 7%.
So, you know, because he was so nice and he paid for dinner, I said, oh, my God, could I please leave the tip?
Good move.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay. I love it when people offer that.
So I was sitting there, like, trying to pull out the cash in my wallet, and I just was kind of leafing through it. And he's like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm totally fine. I just can't decide whether I want to leave $35 or $28.
35 or 20. Yeah, okay. Divisions multiples of 7. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Alexis.
Sorry.
We're
I'm back on track now. Yeah.
Got it.
Those third grade multiplication tables. Okay. Why was that weird?
You know, I was just taking a little too long, you know, and he was like, oh, just give her 35. And then he handed me some other cash and we, you know, walked out and it was great.
Oh, good. Hmm.
That sounds natural. Okay. I mean, that sounds easy, actually.
Awesome. How did you end the night?
Well, he walked me to my car very gentlemanly, and I was worried that I had come across not just like of my normal quirk, but a little high maintenance. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I mean, you do have a lot of demands and specifications, and that's fine. I mean, if you're high maintenance, you're high maintenance. And I think that if you can embrace that and know that that is you, then other people are able to do the same thing.
That's not high maintenance, Brooke. She's quirky.
Yeah.
Gosh. The new name for herself.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, we support it. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song 7 times. And then when we come back.
Everyone take your shoes off.
We'll come back. And
in your car, too.
No, we're going to play one song. We'll come back and we'll call Clay for you to try and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much.
All right, hold on. It may be the quirkiest second date update in our show's history. And if you missed the first part, one of our listeners, Jamie, told us she's quirky and she has a few good luck rituals that she does on all her dates, all revolving around her lucky number 7.
Yeah.
She drives around the block 7 times. She has to take 7 steps into the building while being barefoot. She paid her tip $35, which Alexis just learned is a multiple of 7. But now Jamie's worried that maybe she over-quirked herself on the date.
Oh, no.
It was too quirk-tastic.
Okay. We need to move past this quirky work.
It's hard to move past it.
I think we can. I think we could do it, Jeff.
Yeah.
But now Jamie's wanting us to reach out to Clayton and see if the quirks were too much.
Ooh.
How you feeling, Jamie?
I got a feeling.
Okay. She's got the Fergie thing, too.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that's also one of her quirks, that she has to listen to that song before a big date.
You know, although, Jamie, it feels like a lot, you know, for a first date, but you also are incredibly positive. You sound super fun.
Thank you.
And you do own it all, you know, and you're not forcing anybody else to participate in your 7 ritual. So
exactly.
I think we can get you a second date.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Well, let's give it a shot. We're going to call Clayton right now. I'm only going to call him once. You don't have any, like, dialing rituals, right?
Oh, no.
There are 7 numbers in the phone number, so maybe that's enough.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. There's 7 digits, and I've already done my 7 jumping jacks, so all is good.
Okay.
No.
All right. Awesome. I'm going to dial it right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking to speak with Clay.
Who's this?
My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. So I hope we're not waking you up.
No, you're not waking me up.
Oh, this is your normal voice.
Yeah, no. I'm answering a number I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
Which we appreciate the risk you just took
yes.
there. We do. We understand what it's like picking up an unknown number.
You're very brave. I'm just going to let you know, we're the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a segment called The Second Date Update that we would like you to be a part of.
I got to be honest, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, it's all right. Let me just fill you in on how this works. Basically, if you go out on a date with somebody and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why. So somebody emailed us trying to get a hold of you. Her name is Jamie.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And Jamie told us all about the date that you guys had and how things went from her perspective. And she said she had a really nice time with you.
She told you all about it? What'd she tell you?
She told us a lot.
A lot.
She admits herself that she's a little bit quirky, and she has some good luck rituals that she likes to do during a date.
And it sounds like in the first, minute, she dumped all these facts on you.
Yeah. Admittedly, it was a lot. But, I get it. I got to say that I applaud her honesty and bravery, which was nice.
Okay.
You know, you don't often see that a lot.
No,
okay.
You don't.
Yeah.
So you liked her then?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there were some weird things. She's got some odd things.
What's the one thing that really stuck out to you as the most...
quirky.
Unusual.
Well, the only thing that she really said that really kind of caught me off guard was, at the end of the date, we were saying our goodbyes, we're out by our car, we've already agreed that we're going to see each other again.
Oh.
And then she told me that one of her... quirks, as we say, is that she doesn't like to get, shall we say, romantic until date number 21.
Whoa!
Oh. Yeah, I, here's the thing. I totally understand that. I just am not certain that I'm capable of waiting that long, because between our schedules,
yeah, dude,
it might be a year and a half.
Yeah, but okay, slow down.
Whoa.
I mean, does she mean all of the romantic, or are you even talking about kissing and other things?
She kind of generalized it, but it seemed like pretty much anything physical, 21 dates.
Wow. But why? I mean, I don't see it as terrible. It's not like she's saying that she's never
really
going to go.
That's like, how many people do you even make it on 21 dates?
You guys, no, I'm trying to be open-minded here. Yes, of course, I'm the person in the room that obviously would not do this, right?
Yeah.
This is not something I would choose, but everybody has their boundaries and ways they feel like they can connect with people and feel safe. And so did she give you a reason?
That's just part of her thing. And again, nothing against it. I'm not certain that I can wait that long. And it's not fair to her to, string her along or what.
But you haven't even gone on a second date yet.
And don't you think
how can you decide that?
Don't you think that you should tell her that you're not okay with her 21 date rule if that's how you feel?
Dude, if I say something like that, I sound like a total jerk. You know, I'd love to date you again, but I don't want to wait a year and a half. Come on, man. I sound like an asshole if I say that.
I don't know if that's true. The only way to know that is if we ask Jamie. Jamie, do you think that he sounded like a total jerk when he said that?
What are you talking about, man? She's not with me right now.
Well, no, actually, she kind of is, because I need to let you know that Jamie's been on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
No, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yep,
Jamie?
Hi. Hi, Abby. Hi, Clay.
You don't sound mad, Jamie, or upset about him not liking the 21-day rule.
I'm just surprised that he brought it up at all, because it's so personal, so intimate. You know, that's why I didn't tell you about it earlier. But of course I'm not mad. I hadn't even thought about the calendar problem of it all. That's totally true, because in my head, and I know I totally did not tell you this, but if we did three things, we went to a botanic garden and then we went to lunch and then we went for a walk. That's three dates.
Oh,
what?
Did you hear that, Clay?
So you're saying we can check off these things? If we have multiple destinations in the same day, we could narrow it down to where it's not a year and a half is what you're saying?
I mean, be careful how you answer this, Jamie. Because he's trying to find a shortcut to get to 21 activities as quickly as possible.
You go to dinner, you have coffee to start, that's one date. You have dinner, that's second, dessert.
I would take her to a carnival. I'd be we did the balloon booth, and we did the ring toss.
Jamie, your date math is going to get you in trouble.
Does this count as a date, Jamie, in your mind?
You know what? It's probably my most unconventional date to date. So yeah, definitely.
All right. So wow. Look at that. We have two dates out of the way already.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
I feel like the way you told it to me originally, like, I don't want to make you do something you don't want to do.
Yeah, Clay's got to play.
Oh my God. No, that's not what he's saying.
No, he was actually saying something like it's almost impossible to get any guy to say, which is he actually cares about what I like and what I need. That's so kind and gentlemanly of you.
That's the first half of what he said. The second half was, but I'm not willing to wait that long.
Okay, but listen, Jamie, I mean, I think the thing is that sticking to a certain number of anything is going to make life very rigid, and it's not going to make things feel natural between you two of how chemistry evolves and how you two change your attitudes towards each other.
And I could totally respect that opinion, but I'm me, and I'm honest, and I'm upfront, and I'm quirky, and it's totally fine if that does not like work or vibe or jive with whatever is going on for Clay or like anybody else, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you do you, baby.
All right. Okay.
Wow. I mean, Clay, do you like her more right now than you thought you even did before? Because she is really positive.
I mean, you're starting to understand the things that I adored about her the first time. Aww. Like I said, she's got quirks, but she's an amazing person. Like, she's totally likable. And
we've already talked long enough. We're already at, like, date number three at least.
Oh, I was wondering what date number they were on.
So changing the topic of conversation counts as a new date.
You know, Jeff, there's a lot of ways you can follow rules,
all right.
Okay?
Well,
a lot of loopholes here.
I hate
That's
to...
a good thing.
More than one way to skin a cat.
Yes.
Okay. What? Well, let's change up the conversation topic one more time and offer to send you guys out on another date.
We don't know what number it is.
I don't know where we're at now, but we're going to offer to pay for it. Wow. Clay, what do you say?
Like I said, you know, I'm fine with the normal waiting for 357, et cetera.
That's not normal.
Okay.
People have quirks too. They just don't have to be in the intervals of seven that mine are.
I'm done with the number seven.
I heard Clay say yes.
Yeah.
That's the important
That's
part.
What I heard.
Yes. Okay, focus on that, Jeffrey.
Jamie, are we still on?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going out with him. Are you kidding?
All right. Successful second date update.
Say it seven times to make it real.
I'm going out with him. I'm going out with him. I'm going out with him.
No.
I'm going out with him.
Okay. Okay.
Yay!
Oh, why do I love her?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.